Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night, R&B and world music. And tonight, you ladies better look out, because we in the love zone, romantic zone, the good zone, the throwdown zone for the guys. The guys is telling you. So I don't want you no more whining and crying. They don't never say. The guys called me outside the studio. Don, come on, man. Make them understand that we want to do the good stuff. All right. Well, I got an orange. And it is so good. It's tangerine. All right, the subtitle for tonight. the Donis McClure Show, and the DSM-TV Network, coming music. Music being played on two networks with changes makes presentations greater. Short Claws, The Adventures of AKA KK, Crystal Catherine Magic, soundtracks, educational programs, and our music playlist, classical music, R&B and jazz, and world music, and artists, and of course, gospel. But tonight, we're in the throwdown zone. Throw it down. The gauntlet has been thrown down at your feet. So, here we get ready to knock it out. We got an interview with Babyface and Kelly Clarkson. They're going to start the show off. And did you know Babyface wrote his first song when he was in the sixth grade for a little girl that he fell in love with in the sixth grade? Of course, she broke his heart. You know how sixth graders do. Then I think when he went to 13th years old, some other little girl got his little heart, broke his little heart. But he was a hell of a songwriter. Oh, I can't say hell of a. He was a heck of a songwriter, and still is. So we're going to start off with an interview with Kelly Clarkson. And even he wrote a song for her and some other people. And just people didn't know Babyface was writing his fool head off from the time he was in the sixth grade. So give a listen to the Don S. McClure Show. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376 or go to my website, thedsmtv.net, and you'll be on. You can click the red button and listen to the show online. Man, we're firing up. We're getting ready to knock you down. I'm going to knock your socks off tonight. You got socks, footies, stockings, old gray stockings, old brown stockings, new sheer. I'm going to knock them all. So get ready. Here we go with the interview by Babyface and Kelly Clarkson.
I am very, very excited because the man who co-wrote and produced one of my early singles, this is actually the first my ever, my first writing session ever. I was terrified. And he wrote Thankful with me on my first album. He's with us today. He's created countless hits for himself as well as for artists like Whitney Houston, TLC, Madonna, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Pink. Like, the list is literally as long as this show. There's so many. I knew his music, and I still was shocked at how many songs. It's incredible. I have to stop there. There's too many songs to list. But he's got over two dozen R&B number one singles, 12 Grammy Awards to his name, and he's someone we're happy to celebrate as part of Black History Month. He is just a musical genius. His new single is called As a Matter of Fact. His new album, Girls Night Out, is out right now. Y'all got to get it. Give it up for Kenneth Babyface Edmond. Shy, keep going. You seem like really shy, so it's so funny, like, because you're so famous. But you have written so many amazing songs. Do you remember your first song, like, you ever wrote?
First song I wrote was in sixth grade, Here I Go Falling in Love Again.
You were this guy in the sixth grade? I love it.
I was that guy in sixth grade. Saw a girl and fell in love with her, and I used my brother's friend's guitar of a cousin, and it was a right-handed guitar. I picked it up and learned some chords and wrote this song for her.
Oh.
She never heard it.
She never heard it? You never played it for her?
No, it was the first song I wrote for her, and it was also, I wrote two songs for her because that was in sixth grade and eighth grade. She broke my heart, and I wrote, yes, she did.
Yeah. Well, look, and, where is she now?
So I wrote my second song called The Bitter Taste of Life.
Oh, my gosh.
Eighth grade.
That, do you feel like, I feel like circumstances like that, I have something similar whenever I was younger that happened to me.
Yeah.
I still can go back to that place and and use that fuel to write.
That's it. That's what I use so many times for writing songs is all those crazy
because that
things.
Depth when you're so young,
yep.
And it's so like
so passionate.
Fresh and passionate.
So cool.
And because people always think, oh, they're too young to feel. I'm like, you
no.
feel everything
you
when
feel
you're
it.
Young.
You feel it in such a big way.
Yeah.
And, that's like,
and you're not jaded at that point.
Pure. It's
yeah.
Pure. Yeah.
Well, Babyface has so many incredible songs. It was so much music to pick from y'all. Your career is incredible. We couldn't let him come here without singing and telling the stories behind his songs. Exactly. So this is Songs and Stories. All right, so the first song I want to ask about, it goes back to your roots. So
okay.
When Can I See You? Where did that come from? Yes, everybody's so excited.
Yeah, that was, forget which album it was for, but I wanted to go back to my roots, which was like, you know, the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Like, here I go falling in love again, because I wrote everything on guitar. And up to that point, I did everything on, you know, keyboard, so I wanted to just go back to the basics. And I wasn't sure that would work in R&B. You know,
boy, did it.
It did. It
yeah.
Did well.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It worked really well.
So.
Well, you've got a guitar, a really beautiful one from the Super Bowl. Do you want to play a little? Do you mind?
Sure.
All right. I'll hold this. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to count on this one because this is my childhood dream just to hear you do it, but I might. I don't know. I'm going to let the Lord tell me. Yeah.
So what am I doing?
My dream. This
is about me. When can my heart beat again? When does the pain never end? When do the tears stop running over? When does you get over it begin? Be saying the same even if it's not making sense. So when can I see you, Lord? When can I see you again? And when can my car beat again? Yeah. When can I see you again? And when can I breathe once again? And when can I see you again?
Oh my God. You know what's beautiful? That song is, it's so simple yet effective. Like, what a great songwriter to write something so simple, the message, but it's like, whoo! And then how you sing it.
Those are the hardest ones to write.
I know, but it's so conversational sounding that it's, and it's everyone's story. Everyone relates to that.
Yeah.
And I know, is that the song that led to you working with Madonna?
Yeah, that's Madonna and Eric Clapton say they heard that song. They said they'd love to work with me, so.
Oh, my God. Were you terrified or excited or both?
I was,
I feel like Madonna's a big personality, and you're so shy. So
Eric Clapton, I didn't believe he knew who I was. And Madonna, just to actually be in the same room with her, ultimately,
yeah.
is like, wow. I mean, it's Madonna.
I know, and y'all came out, oh, my God. I love Take a Bow. Take a Bow, what? And honestly, it was the first time for me. I'd heard ballads, like, growing up, obviously, from Madonna, but
yeah.
it was the first kind of time I felt she went a little more like in the R&B realm, like it kind of tiptoed in
yeah,
there, and
yeah.
I thought that was so cool with her voice.
It was very
different.
She's
a beautiful alto, yeah.
It was really different. We
yeah.
actually we ended up, I think we did American Music Awards together, and when we performed it, I was like so nervous. I remember I had wide pants on, so you couldn't see my legs was shaking the whole time. but I was so nervous, and then when we got off the stage, then she told me that she was so nervous about it, too.
Really?
And I couldn't, that made me feel good.
what I'm saying, even if it's not making sense. So when can I see you? When can I see you again? When can my heart beat again? When can I see you again, babe? And when can I breathe once again? And when can I see you again?
Oh, man, that was Babyface. And we got a new internet provider. So I don't think our show is going to mess up tonight. Bet not, because I will throw the router out the window. I'm so sick of this internet stuff. All right, so that was Babyface, interview with Kelly Clarkson. Wrote his first song when he was in sixth grade. So when your little sixth graders come home and tell you they in love, of course it's puppy love, y'all listen to them and say, go read a book. man. Man, we going deep on you, eh? We get deeper. Oh, man, this is getting hot, man. I see the temperature going up on my computer. It's turning red. Calm down. Oh, man, we get ready. I'm telling you, I'm going to knock your footies off. If you got pajamas, I'm going to knock them off. If you got shorts, I'm going to knock them off. If you got, what else? Whatever you got, I'm going to knock it off. Got to knock it until tomorrow. This is Don S. McClure and the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. We in the hot zone tonight. So get a glass of cold water, cold tea, whatever. Just drink it. Drink it down.
Yeah. touch me. You know just how to touch me.
Kiss me.
That's Sharon Page, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes. See, that's old school, man. See, you young bucks, you got to learn how to listen to that. You got Babyface, then you got Harold Melvin, then I'm going to sock you again with some more Harold Melvin, then some Alexander O'Neal, if you, oh my God. I'm shaking. My hands are shaking. I don't want to hit the next button because I might blow up. Oh, man. I'm looking at it now like a James Bond movie. Dun, 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 dun. Don, your mission is to play good music, and the forces will trace you. This tape will self-destruct in 2 seconds. Run, Don, run. You watch too much TV, man. We in the hot zone. Here we go. Can we get together soon? Sharon Page.
About you.
Man, did you hear that?
I hope that we can get together soon.
We could get together. Come on. Let's get together. I had this friend of mine named Frank Garman. That was my guy, man. Me, him, Tom. We grew up together. He was the DJ at this Sawdust Club down on 55th Street. And we'd hang in there. And he'd be playing Harold Melvin and them, man, like going 90, going north. And we'd be in there just grooving and moving. Oh, man. It was some days, man, hanging out. Here we go. Alexander O'Neill. What did I tell you? I'm going to knock your socks off, your footies, your old brown stockings if you got them, your old gray stockings if you got them. What did they used to wear? Tiger legs or whatever they was. Fishnet. That's what they was. I'm going to knock them off if you got them. And for the noob stuff, the leggings. Get ready to knock your leggings off. Todd, you're going to do a lot of knocking, ain't you? You're going to get sued for all that knocking. Okay, all right. Here we go. Oh, man, you're listening to the Fire Hot Show on Don S. McClure. Here we go.
Thank you.
O'Neal was jamming. Hey, darling, you can cook, can't you? I heard that one. You know I can hear with me. Woo, you go, boy. Oh, Lordy. This is the night for the guys. We on top of our stuff. And, you know, they always text me, hey, dumb man, man, you know, make them understand, man. I said, I got you. I got you. So tonight I'm finna hit you. So the ones that be out there, I can't do that little thing no more. But how did you get here? It just got inside me. Now I'm quit playing that stuff. And I mean, no, I'm going to play some more and some more. And they be boycotting outside. They say, stop playing that stuff. Stop playing that stuff. Oh, man. Did you know I be running when I be in the supermarket? They be trying to throw tomatoes at me. Yes. There he is. Get him. Here we go. Nobody's supposed to be here. I can't help it. You just got smacked. And now you're done for. Like a turkey. You're done.
Yeah.
said, did you hear her? She said, oh, no. She had her fingernails on the wall. Oh, no. He got me. I can't take it. Oh, man. That's deep. That did you hear? I said, oh, nobody. But he there. Accept it. Move on. It's yours. That's what I like when they say in the movie. This is your chance. Take it. It's yours. So quit whining. Just if boy, I would get a lot of texts tomorrow. Jesse Pyle, you, and we're going to follow it up with, Sade finna kick you now. I didn't kick you, so I got to do a disclaimer. She said, is it a crime? She went to her daddy and said, I love him. Is it a crime? Because if it is, put me in jail.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Did you hear him crying? He said, woo! He said, the way you look, the way you feel. He said, man, oh, Lord. He was in ecstasy. He said, open my eyes. He said, it's you. It's you. Then do it to me. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. I got to get a fan, man. I'm playing some hot track, man. I told you tonight is the hot night. I don't know what's going on, man. Whew, my temperature done went up. My glasses fogged up. These guys are singing and high pitches. Anyway, you're listening to. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. Man. And the ladies are proud of, Dad, don't tell them we feel like that. All right, man. So anyway, you know, when your niece come home and she got a new little boyfriend and she said, Uncle, I got to talk to you. I said, talk to me about what?
I got this little guy I like.
I said, what?
She said, is it a crab? Because I love him.
I said, girl, you better get a book. Here we go. Here we go. Sade. Man, I'm in the house tonight. Man. I got some hot tracks. Did you hear her scream? She's dangerously in love. She said, ow! She said, shoot. She said, isn't a cry that I love him so much? Oh, my God. Surely, surely you won't be back. Oh, Lord. Man, I mean, did you hear the crowd? The women was going, oh, my God, yes. Oh, man. Well, I do this next track. Man, I see fists. Dog, why you put us out there like that? Oh, man, because you in love. Hey, we got to take a quick break, man. We've been moving. Man, I like that. That's the long version. Live. Sade. So quit playing, lady. You know you just, it'd be tearing you up. That dangerous love, man. That's danger.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we are back on the Hot Show. Man, I'm sorry, ladies, but I had to put you on the hot seat so you understand. Ooh, man. Do you hear these singers? They screaming in the top of their voices, man. Oh, Lord. Woo! We get ready to hit you with another one. I told you, I'm going to knock your leggings off. What else they got out there now? Tight jeans. Skirts. It don't matter. I'm going to knock them off tonight. Just knock it. So you better get ready. You better get a pint, a pitcher of cold water. We finna do ya. Here we go, Harold Melvin. And the Blue Notes. And they're going to be crying on this. They're going to be hollering so tough, man. The little bug got all inside of them. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Drinking,
each and every night.
Trying to go on my loneliness away. And I go Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything?
A
friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
Lord,
in, but
I
even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but lucky I done been. Well, you know, being they got that lottery. I hit it. I like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up for you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me.
Listen, baby.
How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
Have you ever asked about me?
I know you found somebody
bit.
New. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the
miss
supermarket?
You, miss I bet he don't love you like that. He could give you the world.
If I could just.
But it doesn't miss you like I do.
If I could just see you. Can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear I miss you.
I just want to be.
You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed.
He went down to the supermarket just so he could see you. Oh, that's deep. Hey, man, we in the hot zone tonight, man. The guys asked me to turn up the heat for you guys. And, ladies, you got to listen to these songs now. The guys is down at the supermarket. They face all against the glass saying, it's hard. Here we go. Johnny Gill, man, I got so much good music. I'm almost out of time. I can't believe it, man. We cutting. Our featured artist for the night was Babyface. We did a complete interview where he said he started writing music and songs in the sixth grade. Man, deep. Johnny Gill, here we go.
Yeah. Knows change of thoughts I have for you. There is no low or high or in between of my heart that you haven't seen. 'Cause I share all I have and am. Nothing I've said is hard to understand. All I feel I feel
me more and then some. You know what I want to hear. I want some more and then some. That I love you only. I want some more and then some. About how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times of how much you love me. When you're through, start right back in again. Made the same mistake. Know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know how I love that stuff. whisper from now on, from now on until doomsday. But I never, no, 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 I never will get enough.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and you're listening to Señor Don S. McClure. That's what she says it on there. And I love it, man. I love it. Man, we are cutting up. Do you realize we only got 17 more minutes to go? Oh, man. And I'm in the zone because they tell me I'm a rock and roller. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm a rock and roller. Doo-doo-doo-doo. That means that you hot, man. All right. We got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And, man, I'm cutting it up, sideways, backwards, forward, in between. Fall Again from the movie Moonstruck.
Yeah. give us more. Baby, nothing means anything unless you're here to share with me.
Oh,
Oh, man. That was Faith Evans. Never gonna let you go. Never. Oh, man. This stuff is just dangerously good, man. Dangerously good. Here's a track. Milestone. I care about you. Man, we only got 7 more minutes to go. So many great tracks tonight. We were backtracking, and it was good. It was great. It was spectacular. I got to get ready to get out of here, and man, I can could use some ice cream right now, man. You know how that go. You know, it make me act crazy. Arr, like a lion. Like a lion, like a wolf. I like the wolves in the winter. They're hunting. They're wild wolves. You want to pounce. People see them and they run through the forest. There's the wolf. I got you. And just grab them and throw them down. Play the music. You got to get ready to go. All right. Sharon Page going to take us out of here. Sharon Page and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Can we get together soon? Because I'm a wolf. Rawr.
About you.
I swear.